And I'm Kayla Mortellaro, your guide for the program as we turn our attention here to Rick Murray, President and CEO of the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Kayla.
Looking forward to the conversation ahead here. And I want to start, though, with just an overview of the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council. Let's start with its role within the community. What is the organization and who is it designed to work for?
Well, the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council is a chapter of the National Safety Council based out of Chicago. And our goal is really to make sure that everybody goes home safely every single day, whether it's on the road or at play or at home. And so we've just got a lot of training programs, safety programs, to make sure that people don't injure themselves or worse, kill themselves in their everyday duties, including driving, first aid, CPR. We've got a lot of different OSHA compliant training. So we do everything that just helps keep people safe at home and at work.
We are in the throes of extreme weather and heat here in Arizona. There are obvious concerns for employees who have jobs that are exposed to these elements. So how is the ACNSC working with the public sector to prevent heat-related issues on the job?
Well, it's no secret here in Arizona, it's hot, and it's obviously getting hotter. And if you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that there are things that we need to do as individuals to help protect ourselves as the heat, as we continue to get these 100-degree days in a row. Outdoor workers and older adults, low-income residents, and other people without reliable air conditioning are at greatest risk. And so I think it's important that we create an opportunity. And through the public sector, as you asked, the governor's appointed a task force. And I've been fortunate enough to be appointed to this task force to look at how we as in the safety profession, as business owners, as individuals and employers, what can we do to help keep our employees safe and also certainly help keep our companies running smoothly as well.
So let's get into that task force here. What is the Workplace Heat Safety Task Force and how do you see your role on the task force shaping some guidance?
Well, our role, obviously, and I'm honored to be part of it, is really just we've done a lot of heat-related safety training through the Safety Council. And through all of that, we've developed a certain level of expertise. And so I'm sure that was went a lot into why I was appointed to it. But I hope I'm able to just add a little bit to the conversation. There are people from all sectors of government, of industry, of employability, the labor unions, the business associations. And really the goal here is really to bring everybody together to come up with some sensible guidelines to be able to protect our workers out there and certainly continue to make Arizona a vibrant economic engine that it is today.
He is Rick Murray, President and CEO of the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council right here on Valley Focus. And so when we do think of heat-related issues, most of the time we think about outdoors and the elements that are outside and what that brings. But what can also be driven with heat-related issues for indoor jobs that should be considered with heat-related exposures?
Well, and that's a very good question, Kayla, because one of the major misconceptions is that the only time we can get affected by the heat is when we're outdoors. And heat stress actually happens while indoors as well, if there's not proper ventilation. I was at a cabinet manufacturing company who didn't have air conditioning, and they were cutting wood and putting together all these cabinets. And they it was tremendously hot, but they had a very, very responsible heat mitigation program within them. So I think really what we've got to understand is that, heat stress happens whether you're indoors or outdoors. It's really having to do with hydration and certainly being able to monitor our bodies in these extreme temperatures in Arizona.
From your position, from the task force position, share with the community what are some workplace practices that should be taken to reduce heat-related ailments?
Well, modifying schedules is one of the most effective steps. Start shifts early or late to avoid that peak heat, obviously. Rotate workers between hot and cooler tasks. Make sure that you've got more frequent breaks that are built into during the day during these extreme conditions. So there's a lot of things we can do, and these are pretty common sense things as well. But at the same time, there are times that we've got to direct our workers to make sure that they take care of themselves as well, because a lot of times they feel like they've got to do the job, even as they may be suffering from dizziness or heat prostration. And we need to, as employers, also make sure that we're taking care of them, and making sure that they're making sensible decisions while they're doing the job for our businesses out there.
I want to bring it back to the task force for a minute here. Why is it so important to have the input of business leaders and owners, employees, and safety professionals to all reach this common good and common guidance?
Well, I think it's fantastic that we've got such a diverse cross-sector representation on this task force, so that we really can come up with some common sense guidelines. And really to protect the workers, but also to protect, as I said before, you know, our vibrant economic engine here, that is what we call Arizona. And we want to make sure that there are these guidelines to make sure that when people are working in these extreme conditions, that they go home safely every single day. So the fact that we've got labor unions, we've got employers, the public sector, we've got safety organizations, safety professionals, all coming together to really come up with these common guidelines. And I think one of the things that was interesting to me is that from the very set go, this is really an opportunity to not only help the workers, but also help the businesses. And we know that a responsible safety program is profitable to businesses as well. And so as long as we can get that messaging out through all of these individuals and groups that are participating, I think we're going to be in a great spot when we finish up with this task force work.
Rick Murray, President and CEO of the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council here on Valley Focus. Would it be fair to say that heat-related ailments often go underreported?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think we've all, if we've lived any time here in Arizona, that we've all experienced some level of heat prostration and heat illness in ourselves. I mean, just playing golf in this heat, I think, you know, when you feel after the 13th hole you're getting a little bit dizzy, that's an example right there. So we do know that it is tremendously underreported, and I think it's important to really educate also not only our employers but our employees in regards to, you know, what does it look like when you might be in danger of having a heat illness. And I think that's a lot what happens, is because, you know, we're all taught to just kind of work through, you know, the pain, if you will. And, you know, that just doesn't, that we just don't want to get to that point for our workers and our employers out there as well.
So what can be done to encourage proper reporting?
Well, I think putting in proper guidelines and sensible guidelines, I think to be able to educate both the workers and the employers on what a responsible work schedule looks like in these conditions as well. I think just getting that message out to them is really going to have a lot of a great effect in regards to making sure that we have workers that will go home. I mean, we all know that the emergency rooms are filled with people who are dehydrated. I mean, look at the homeless and the people who are working outdoors all along. They're having to end up going to the emergency room because they just haven't got enough fluid left in their body to operate. So I think really having that education piece and making sure people understand what this is, and it can be serious and even fatal at times. And so that's what we want to try to avoid, is this education process to get the employees and employers on the same page and making sure that we're operating correctly in these extreme conditions.
Along those lines there, you know, you're talking about the education piece. So I feel like there's education that involves prevention, training for prevention, and there's also education for preparedness. Is that kind of the overall gist of what education means to this task force?
Well, and that's very well put, Kayla. You're absolutely right. I think the education piece is really going to be important for us, because I think While employees who are in the front lines out there, they feel it and work it every single day. Sometimes the employers may not be completely aware of some of those extreme issues and conditions that their own employees are in. And so having that opportunity to be able to talk about and really bring it into a spotlight of all of that is one of the best things we can do to educate our workforce and our employers out there.
When is this task force set to have findings, guidance, kind of put it all into one compliance?
Sure. Well, we had our first meeting last week, and it was really great to see the outpouring of collaboration that we're all going to be committed to as we move forward. And we'll have several meetings between now and the end of the year, and we hope to have a set of guidelines put together for ADOSH. To be able to publish then that we would expect employers and employees to fulfill. But at the same time, I said, as we talked about, once we develop these guidelines and we produce them, it's going to be really important for us to be able to get that out to not only the employers, but to the employees as well. And how do we help those employees help themselves in these conditions? And I think that's going to be our biggest victory in all of this.
That kind of leads into my next question. So once there is that guidance, the implementation of it all, what kind of is the expectation and how will that roll itself out?
Well, this is not going to be a mandate by any means to any employer or any employee. But I think the more that we educate people, I think that's where we will see our greatest success. We don't want to put a mandate out there because this is just common sense stuff for employers, employees. And so I think by just developing these guidelines and making them known to the public, to the workers themselves, I think we'll have a big effect in making sure that our employers and our employees are safe in these extreme heat conditions out there.
Rick Murray, President and CEO of the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council here on Valley Focus. And so from your position of the ACNSC, what else do you want to share about our extreme heat and the workplace with the community today?
Well, as we all know, the reason we live here is because it's such a great state to live. But we know that out at 4 or 5 months out of the year, it's really is very difficult, and we just need to be aware. And I think if we can get the word out there on staying hydrated, modifying work schedules, and just certainly putting the focus on the employees and the workers out in the field. I think we're going to see some great strides in how we deal with heat illness in Arizona.
And before I let you go this morning, Rick, what's a good website for people to learn more about all that the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council does?
Yes, absolutely. It's www.acnsc.org. So that's Arizona Chapter National Safety Council, ACNSC.org. And we've got a plethora of information on that website, not only for heat prostration, but everything else that might go on in your work life or in your home life as well.
Rick, as always, appreciate the time and conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Kayla. Appreciate you.
Once again, he is Rick Murray, President and CEO of the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council, as you have been listening right here to Valley Focus.
Climate change